Coming up on KSDP News, Unalaska is about to lose one of its freight options, and another surprising sea creature has come ashore. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Wednesday, April 26, 2017. Pan Air is shutting down its freight service to Unalaska, a move that will affect the island's food delivery and fishing industry. The regional air carrier recently notified the city by email that it's closing its cargo business between Unalaska and Anchorage. That's according to City Manager Dave Martinson and Mayor Frank Kelty. Kelty says Pan Air officials told him that freight has become a financial loser and they're selling both cargo planes that serve the route. Kelty has notified Unalaska's seafood companies and the Safeway grocery store, which use Pan Air to ship products on and off the island.
A lot of our fresh produce and at times meat and milk comes on by air freight. So this is a big deal and people are scrambling.
Pan Air has not responded to KUCB's request for comment, but a statement on the carrier's website says Unalaska's freight service will end June 1st. The statement does not explain why Pan Air is shutting down its cargo service, but it does say the carrier will continue freight deliveries for Cold Bay, Dillingham, King Salmon, McGrath, Sand Point, St. George, and St. Paul. The novelty of seeing a jumbo squid in Unalaska hasn't worn off yet. A second squid washed ashore Monday night, and David Tonin of the Coast Guard was excited to check it out. He says he's never seen anything like it.
You know, I've seen little squid and, you know, squid we use for bait and stuff, and squid at aquariums and when I was diving down in the Caribbean, but nothing that big. I mean, the thing had to have weighed 50 pounds or so, probably more.
The squid was bigger than the last one, which turned up on the beach 2 weeks ago. Tonin is 6 feet tall. He estimates the squid was about 10 feet long after lying down beside it. At this point, it's unclear if the two dead squid are an unrelated coincidence or a sign of something more significant. The prospect of having a state income tax for the first time in 37 years drew passionate responses during public testimony yesterday. Most of the more than 100 people who offered testimony to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee supported House Bill 115. The legislation would close a quarter of the gap between what the state government spends and what it raises. Juneau resident Julie Nilsson says that while she doesn't have children, she's concerned about proposed cuts to education and social services.
I think that the income tax is good because it's the least regressive option. I think that the proposed Senate cuts go too far because they might cut government to the point that it's not as effective.
Meanwhile, Matt Steele, a resident of the Matanuska Susitna borough, says he opposes the tax. He'd like to see lawmakers cut the budget more.
This income tax is going to be devastating to my business and the business of most small business owners that I know. It is insane.
The House majority is seeking to tie the income tax and increases to oil and gas taxes to a bill that would limit permanent fund dividends. The measure would also draw money from permanent fund earnings to pay for state government.